Veronica with GVST is here. And Veronica, tell us what you wanted to bring up 1.2.
I wanted to bring up the information about the Xeriscape competition that we have here in San Antonio, and that people should be getting their gardens going for this year. It would be really lovely to have a huge number of people apply. We're looking for gardens that are water-saver gardening. And last year it was opened for the first time to individual gardens rather than a group of gardens. And I think that pattern is going to be again this year. But if they will contact the gardening volunteers at 522-9220, they'll find out more about it.
Now let's talk about you volunteer with GVST, obviously.
Yeah,
How long have you been volunteering?
I've been with GVST for 2.5 years. I've just resigned, actually, as the...
You've had it with them.
No, not at all. Actually, I want to go in for more gardening. I was the executive director for them and the volunteer coordinator, and I didn't get out to garden very often. I was sort of organizing all the back in the background, and I want to go in for storytelling, and I want to go in for gardening. And so I've resigned as of the 31st, so this is a very exciting day for me. So they're looking for someone to take my place, and Gardening Volunteers is going from strength to strength, so I'm really excited about it. It's a great organization. And one of the things I think we haven't mentioned is the fact that you make such good friends in gardeners, and I have made some wonderful friends. So that's another thing, another part of volunteering that I don't know that's been emphasized, but you make such good friends. And you learn, of course. You learn all the time in an indirect way when you're working alongside somebody who's a great gardener, like Smith, whom you had on earlier. You learn so much, and you don't have to sit and read it out of a book. You learn it on the job, and I think that's where people really benefit.
And so folks can join GVST, and one of the things I like about GVST as an organization is their level of expertise can basically just be, I'm interested.
Exactly.
I've got all this experience.
Exactly.
So basically, I just want to learn.
Sure. I came over from England with no knowledge of working in Texas as a gardener at all.
Is it different?
Just a bit. Although, amazingly, in England, they're on drought restrictions. Can you believe it?
Really?
Yeah, it's really extraordinary.
Well, even Houston, you know, with 60 inches of rain, occasionally is on drought restrictions because of capacity and distribution.
Exactly. Distribution is the big thing over there. Yeah, so I've learned a huge amount, and it's not just you learn about the plants and the planting, but you learn so many things more about trees and bushes, the whole thing. It's just a wonderful organization, and it's so open and friendly. I really advise it. And
so lots to do, people to meet, things to learn.
Exactly, classes to go to, it's great. And places to go garden, like Pete's place, for instance, at the Sunken Garden. And we've just started working at the Red Cross headquarters. We're doing work there now regularly, so that's going to be a regular.
And I was going to bring that up, causes. I mean, if you're looking for a cause, if you think, well, gosh, my life is just not as full as I want. I want to contribute more to this community. Boy, this is a great way to do it.
Exactly.
You get to all those benefits that Veronica mentioned and have fun and just contribute immensely to the well-being of this community and the success of this community.
Mm. Well, listen, we are almost plumb out of time. The number that Veronica gave, 522-9220, to learn more about the Xeriscape contest or to learn more about GVST.